have just as, go through this as speedily as possible, maybe have a roll call vote.
Senator Abood?
Yo.
Senator Bennett? Senator Binkley? Representative Cato?
Yes.
Representative Davidson?
Yes.
Senator Eliason?
Yes.
Senator Fakes? Chairman Farrenkamp?
Yeah.
Representative Grusendorf? Senator Petula? Representative Copeland? Representative Miller? Representative Phillips? Representative Ballmer?
We do have a forum present. Hope you've had a chance to check your minutes of the April 21 meeting as written. Do I have a much pleasure committee?
I so move to adopt the minutes of last meeting.
Motion has been made to adopt the minutes of last meeting. Any objections? So be it. We'll have the executive director's report.
The, we just selected the Anchorage office space. We are going to be in the old Ohio building, the BP building out of, it's now called the 3111 C Street building.
That's a better name for it.
And it seems that we've got excellent space. It certainly is first-class space at what appears to be a second-class rate in the bid, so we're hopeful to get some of the office by June, by the 1st of June, and then everyone in by the 1st of July. Well, that's
including maintenance.
That's kind of hard to say, but that at the what we rented was not even tenant area. We rented usable space, meaning the size of the office counted towards usable space.
No halls.
No halls, no nothing. And we got that for $1.46 a foot. That actually equates, if you take tenant area in a normal office building that is
heat, lights,
janitorial, they raised the flags on top of the building. That was not part of the bid, but they agreed to do that. That's a cost for the building owner.
Are there any questions concerning that?
How many square foot?
No, it was, it came out, they bid 18.5, and in order to accommodate us in the best way, we're over 19.4 with no raise in the price. And I think we've got an excellent floor layout up there for everyone.
How many years?
Six.
Firm?
Firm. CPI index escalator.
Up or down?
Yeah, it is dependent upon the, what the cost of living index is, and then a percent, 35% of the cost of living.
Annually?
Annually.
Are there other questions concerning that report? Yes, Mr. Davis.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I was wondering, you know, what is the policy during the interim as far as the LIO space in Anchorage is concerned? If we don't live in Anchorage, is there any office space for people who are passing through to take care of certain businesses? Sometimes we will be in there for 2 or 3 days or have a staff person there in town. Is there any provision for out-of-towners?
Representative Grunberg is making accommodations for out-of-town legislators to have space when they're in town. And if that was filled up, we would have some space in the LIO too for the person to work out of.
So, and who do we see as far as getting space?
Or if you call the LIO, we can always, we can.
I suppose Mike and I, Madam Chair.
I beg your pardon.
Mike and I have our own office space, but we both have South Anchorage district representations. There might be time to one be in somebody's office for a day or two, or some corner of one. I usually don't, but before we always had Sackett's or somebody's
talking. Well, again, Senator Fakes has set aside, I believe, one large, very large area with, I think there's about 5 rooms in there for out-of-town legislators.
Right now?
Out-of-town senators. Yes, as far as I know at this point.
Senator, Representative.
Thank you. Warren, did you just say it was a 6-year lease?
It's a 3-year with 3 1-year renewals.
Okay. Is that, again, subject to annual appropriation?
It is indeed, and they checked with Mellon
Bank. Same language, or better language than last time.
Well, unfortunately, we're told that's the best language there is. It is the same. It is the same language, subject to annual appropriation. And I know that Mellon Bank did consider that when they looked at it, and they were agreeable to it.
I was just hoping that perhaps we might check in with Ashburst if there was any improvement.
To be honest, I checked in with Ashburst on about 3 different clauses in that lease. And he has said we are in good shape.
That's care of my concerns. Thank you.
Are there further questions? If you do have questions to go on, just pick up the horn and call one. We'll be there tomorrow.
I wish there was an answer that just keeps us out of court. Jay Mueller today was calling, and he was the owner of the existing building, and he, his major complaint is that he thinks he's going to go broke when we move out, but so he wants to appeal our move.
Is he allowed to bid on it? That's year-round space, right?
Yes.
Year-round. Now our own offices, they're year-round too.
Check.
Are there further questions?
One more question. Does this is this an increase or a decrease?
Decrease.
Just look at a total appropriation.
$5,000 a month decrease.
Are there further questions?
More apartment.
We're trying to move along speedily.
Double
apartment
space.
Okay. Yes.
Out of towner that goes there from time to time, I think some of those parking spaces ought to be open for out of town parking, not just the sign.
There's all kinds of parking, not a sign.
Not, and another thing I'd like to say is we're moving up one of the vans that we've had that will be up there for out of town legislators that will be under the control of the LIO.
All the vans, you get transportation from there.
Their hotels,
meeting area.
Yeah, it's.
That's being prepared.
You can use the van with your hotel.
You're close to the airport, you're close to downtown, and you're close to the, you're right at the end of the AC couplet there where it goes down to the Frontier Building. The only other thing that I have, Madam Chair, is the security during this interim. We have not, I don't know where the, if the finance committees are covering anything, if they've worked out. I've had calls from Terry Hansen and the governor in the public safety, and there was, they have been talking about security during the interim. And I guess I'd just like members to be aware that we will be without any security at the end of this session unless it is provided by public safety or unless we take action to do, to
well,
get some people in here.
We were not, our budget was not covered for that, so we'll just have to work with the leadership and see what we can work out. I think it's important we have.
Well, we did. We went through last interim without any security after July, and that's where we're going to be at this time at the end of the session. We didn't have any problems last year, but I think we've encountered lessons. Potential is there.
There's some on the base of that thing down in
Kirksville.
No. We're going to watch when we get out for Pacific Center.
I thought you were taking that lead. It's not your license.
Right. We probably heard the same.
That must have been the same. Was there anything else? Just one. Anybody? Well, then, if you have questions concerning it, I don't know, Fran, you have an office here. If you have concern on the interim, you feel that last year was not sufficient, you probably should talk to your leadership or the committee and see what we're going to do about that security. Under new business, we had received a request from Thelma Buckholz, who is now the president-elect this year, went into the presidency next year. I think when she was vice president before she went to elect to go last year. The request was made for $2,500, voted and approved. This year, their request is in again, this time, and it looks like it's gone way up. That's a 2-year request to cover the chair, the, to cover 2 years for travel, et cetera, et cetera. Now, I have not spoken with any of you about this. It was brought to my attention late this afternoon. I was put again on the schedule. Is there discussion concerning, would someone care to make a motion so we can have discussion? Yes.
I don't wish to make the motion. I want a discussion.
Madam Chairman, I move that we send to the National Order of Women Legislators $6,000 to defray the expenses.
Object.
Requested.
Thank you. The motion is on the floor. We don't have to. So discussion will be in order. I vote please to Senator Petula.
I have a couple. I have one. I don't know that we should set a policy for people that are not in the legislature to continue to receive stipends unless we have some specific duties that are assigned them, some specific responsibilities. I don't, you know, we can continue to do that, but
I think, sir, they've only done that once.
Yeah, right, yeah. You've done one. The other question I have is, and I think it's a serious question, is what is the funding available for the Legislative Affairs Agency to see this year in your, what do you estimate, what has been turned in for expenditures of the Legislative Council itself and other legislators to meet whatever concerns that the Legislative Council has assigned or takes upon itself?
It's according to which budget you take.
It's a minimum, plus the least.
Minimum budget, either way we go, 50 in one, I think, and that's in Congress today. It's according to where you take House of Representatives.
That's including the national assignments and so on. So we take more than 10% of it for a non-legislator.
Senator. Chairman, I'd like to see a report of what they spent. They got $2,500 last year for 1 year or for 2 years? For 1 year. So if you take it for a 2 year period and you put another, you put the same amount, that comes to $5,000, and they want an increase of another $1,000. So next year they'll take it and make it $12,000, and on and on and on. I don't agree with that. I have not seen any report to the council as to what their activities were, what they accomplished, why do we have to fund it, other than it's a motherhood issue, it looks like. Again, I would go back to what the Senator Petula said, that we're funding a non-legislative situation made up of ladies who are not, I don't know if they're still in or they're not. No, it looks like they're not. I'm opposed to putting any money out in view of the shortfalls that we've got in our own budgets, and I think it would be better useful for the legislators to do the things they have to do through the Ledge Council. So I am opposed to putting $6,000 out, period.
Is there further discussion? Representative Davis.
Madam Chair, I'm in support of this appropriation for granting this small amount because I don't feel that it is necessary for legislators to hold up fellow legislators, past or present, with the same scrutiny that we get from the public. I think we get fine-combed enough out there without running through our people the same process. And I think that this does, in fact, bring honor to our state. Certainly the women legislators of our state, and I'm in support of this $6,000.
Please understand that that is for a two-year, 3 and 3. In talking with Thelma today, her comment was that as president, she just has to attend all the meetings that she can't afford it. So, you know, I'm not trying to influence him, but Nilo, did you have?
Yes, I note that as president, she is interested in probably that she can bring the conference, 1989 conference, to our state, and looking at the past conferences that they were apparently held in the president's state. I'm not sure how many people, but whatever community, whether it's Juneau or Anchorage, they come, that would be a loss of long-term impact. And funding $3,000 from here may be possible. We've tried to bring national organizations here, so we're hoping.
He was going to try to work that in conjunction with council state government. The last, I don't know, Betty, if you were there, but the last meeting of the state legislators, women legislators, that was in Anchorage, had the room full at the Captain Cook when I was there. I mean, it was a large group of women from all over the United States that were in attendance of the OWL meeting. Is there further discussion?
Madam Chairman, I'd feel a lot more comfortable in our own state where everybody else is taking a cut and pay. The private industry is cut down and firing people. I can't see raising this up to 6,000. I'd be a lot more comfortable if you left it. If you want to do it, you might as well leave it. I think it'd be better serve the public if we leave it at the $5,000 figure, and if there is going to be a meeting up here, well.
Would you like to amend the motion, sir?
I'd like to amend it to, I'd like to amend the $6,000 to $5,000. If we're going to do it, that doesn't mean I'm going to.
Is there a discussion on the amendment?
Friendly amendment.
Friendly amendment? I don't mind that either.
I move the amendment. As unanimous consent.
Is there objection?
Secondly, I'd like to request this organization submit to this body what they did last year, what they intend to do, and what their duties are, and what is it doing for us, giving them $6,000? What's it doing for the state? What's it doing for the women of our state? Et cetera, et cetera.
I think it'd be nice if we invited Thelma to join us this summer, and she can give us a full report of the activities. That satisfy your.
She could come to one of our meetings.
Yes, sure. I'll certainly do that. And in that organization, once a legislator, you remain a legislator. She worked there for many years in order to get to the point where she could be elected national chairman. And so it's good that even though she's not a legislator now, she still represents our state.
Madam Chairman, we've been supporting her for a number of years, and I don't really have any problem with that. And certainly it's no time to drop her now. However, I would know when she completes a term of office, I think we should probably look closely at this program and really know if we want to continue involvement. We might not have the people dedicated to go like she's been doing it, and that's why I'd be hesitant to cut her off at this point, because I think because she's worked for this position for a number of years. But I sort of question the value of it once our person is out of office.
That's why I think she requested the 2-year period, because her office will be over at that time. Are you ready for a vote on the amendment? We did have an objection. Call the roll, please. I'm sorry, sir, we have an objection. Would you call the roll of the amendment, please, unless... Mr. Davidson, would you like to withdraw your amendment, or shall we have a roll call vote? Are you objection?
I think we should have a roll call vote.
Senator Lyason?
That's the amendment reduced to 5?
Yes.
Yes.
Chairman Ferencamp?
Yes.
Senator Katula?
Yes.
Representative Kopanen?
The amendment carried the motion?
No. We're voting on the amendment.
No. Representative Miller?
Yes.
Representative Phillips?
Yes.
Representative Ballmer?
Yes.
Senator Booth?
Yes.
Representative Cato?
Yes.
Representative Davidson?
No.
You have eight yeas.
The amendment carried 8-2, 8 yeas, 2 nays.
I call the question on the original motion.
Question's been called on the original motion. I would call the roll, please.
Representative Kopanen?
Yes.
Representative Miller?
Yes.
Representative Phillips?
Yes.
Representative Ballmer?
Yes.
Senator Booth?
No.
Representative Cato?
Yes.
Representative Davidson?
Yes.
Senator Eliason?
Yes.
Chairman Farrenkamp?
Yes.
Senator Petula?
Yes.
We have nine yeas, one nay.
Motion is carried, nine yeas, one nay. I have distributed to you weeks ago, and there's another one today, three pieces of legislation that came from the commission. You know that these code revision bills have been worked on now for 2 years. I did not feel that I needed to put these in because I thought they were so big. Even the analysis is this thick, and those of you who are studying this summer of one of them, oh, here they are. I felt that probably this was much more appropriate for us to look at over the interim as we prepare for our hearings next year, but I would like to get them in the hopper so that we can legally look at them this summer. So what is your...
You just want to introduce?
Could I have a motion that we, council on behalf of the commission, would introduce those three pieces?
So moved.
I'd like to amend that motion to abolish the commission.
The motion has been made that the, did you ask unanimous consent, sir?
I will ask unanimous consent.
Thank you. Is there objection?
Somebody to introduce me anyway.
Do any of the members have anything you wish to have brought up today? If not, I know you're all anxious about when our next meeting will be. We'll try to have one towards the end of June, and we're looking towards what our issues are and why we need to meet.
Fairbanks?
I can sure.
It's the time of year to have Fairbanks.
Unless we will get you a new bill. End of June.
On campus in Fairbanks.
I want to tell you now that the first meeting will be in Fairbanks. My time of having a prerogative has been not too long, so we're going to have one in Fairbanks. I think, though, that in time past, when I've served on the council, we have tried to use members' towns when we could, and if they wanted us to let them know much about the legislative affairs if possible. So if any of you are looking at that, we'll just see me and we'll see about the next meeting. So let's put tentatively be about the third week in June, and we'll take a look at that and see if we can.
What was the date?
Get it right. No date. Oh. Tentatively around the third week in June.
My hometown, Santa Barbara, and I can be young. Sometime in the late fall.
Around Christmas. Is there anything else to come before the committee? Thank you very much for your attendance. I know you're all very busy.